You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. And joining us, Omari Rush, Vice President of Strategic Initiatives from the Ann Arbor Art Center. And we have another special guest, emerging Ann Arbor artist and designer Amanda Orr. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I first encountered Amanda's work when she created, I guess we'd call it a composite picture of Ann Arbor, and she put it out on social media, and I really loved it. So welcome, Amanda. Tell us first a little bit about your work.
My work is kind of just inspired by where I am and what I'm doing at the time. So I do a lot of wedding invitations. I do a lot of illustrations of the town as like graduation gifts and gifts for couples and families and kind of just that type of stuff.
Now, Amanda, you went to Dexter High School.
I did.
And it sounds like you had a pretty cool experience there.
Mm-hmm.
Inspirational experience?
Yep, I would say so.
Say a little bit about that.
So I didn't take an art class until my senior year of high school at Dexter, and that's when I met Autumn Campbell, who's the teacher there. I believe she still is.
Autumn's so awesome.
She's great. I love her so much. I took 5 art classes that year with her, and she was just a super inspirational person to me. She helped me learn so much in just the span of a year, wrote me just an awesome recommendation letter, and just was super kind to me and like helped me on my way to becoming an artist for sure.
I was thinking maybe Omari could help you on the way to becoming an artist.
Him too.
Is she in for a rough ride, Omari?
She's in for a ride that is all about creativity, you know, and it's about pioneering, making your own way as an artist, finding your own voice. And it sounds like Amanda's certainly been doing that. You and kind of getting the start a little bit at a wedding and people really liking your work and mm-hmm. them asking you to do more.
Yep, so I did my cousin's wedding invitations actually a couple years ago, and they turned out pretty well. So from there, I got a lot of jobs out of that particular job, and it's kind of just spiraled since then to now where I have like a couple weddings going at all times that I'm working on, which is super nice to have a way to kind of market my work for people to consume like that.
And also Art Prize in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations for being there.
Oh,
what was it like?
It was amazing. So I've exhibited there twice. Once was at Mojo's Piano Bar, which is right downtown, and then once was at City Flats Hotel, which is also right downtown, and I did really large-scale paintings for both of those showings. And then I also interned at Art Prize for the summer after college. I think it was 2013. And I was their education intern, which was an amazing experience. I loved it so much.
We live in such a culturally rich area with so many talented people. And then I come across somebody like Amanda Orr, and I know somebody like Omari Rush. And I just wonder, is it difficult to be an emerging artist in Washtenaw County in 2017?
So I would say the most difficult thing for me probably is just promoting myself, because there's so many other like amazing artists in Ann Arbor, obviously. And I'm not somebody who loves to be the center of attention by any means. So like getting my work and my voice out there is a little bit more difficult for me. So this is very helpful. Thank you both for this.
Any advice, Omari?
Well, these days, folks have to really be on top of their social media game and, you know, working Facebook and Pinterest and all these things. Yeah, it's a daily kind of hustle. Mm-hmm. And again, this idea of like finding your own artistic voice and also finding creative collaborations and then connecting with folks like the Ann Arbor Art Center, the Arts Alliance, you know, different galleries in town, the Riverside Arts Center, these organizations that have a platform and certainly are here in this community to serve artists and to serve the community broadly. So I guess the advice is to always, you know, be putting yourself out there, always connecting with folks, and then just know yourself and know your work.
How would you describe your work, Amanda?
I would say that my work is just inspired by the people around me, my family, my friends, whatever's going on in their lives. A lot of the stuff that I do is for gifts for other people. So the person, the client who comes to me and is like, I want this for this person, I kind of do my own spin on what they're looking for, whether it be a portrait or an illustration of their favorite places or their favorite things or their pet or something like that. So, yeah.
What's your goal and dream?
My goal and dream is to have my business be successful and to come up with a line of all my own art prints, all my own products. I think that would be an awesome thing to do.
Well, we'll put pictures of what you created so far up on our webpage, WEMU.org. Amanda Orr, I'm thinking we haven't heard the last of you. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment of Art and Soul.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amanda.
Omari, we've got the art fair coming up sooner than later.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely sooner than later. And, you know, it kicks off with the Townie Party. That's Monday, July 17, 5 to 9:30 p.m. You know, it's an opportunity for the community to come out and kind of have one final burst of fun before they kind of have to get out of the way of all the tourists and art buyers that come to town. Lovely thing about the Townie Party is that they have music, they have free hands-on art-making activities for children and people of all ages. You know, the Art Center will be doing a screen printing workshop, a drop-in. So, and, you know, Lisa, I certainly hope the community comes out to the Townie Party and you know, celebrates the arts, summer, and just generally the city and community.
Do people go by the Art Center during art fair?
You know, it's pretty quiet for us, actually. People are really focused on being out in the streets and looking at what folks from around the country are bringing to our town. And so similarly, staff of the Art Center get out and about during art fair and see what people are doing, who's making, who's creating. And sometimes some of those folks actually end up selling on the regular at the Art Center. In fact, one of our gallery director is a juror for the State Street District Art Fair. And so it's really kind of fun experience for her, Megan Winkle, that is. We really like it at the Art Center because, again, it infuses our community with so many different kinds of artists.
You mentioned the Arts Alliance. What's coming up with them?
The Arts Alliance, you know, here in Washtenaw County, supporting the entire community, the arts ecosystem here, one of the things it does is offer these really great mini grants. And by mini grants, they're grants of up to $4,000 for organizations. The funding for these is provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and the State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. And so I would encourage everybody to, if you're an arts organization or an individual, because they also offer professional development grants, to go to a3arts.org. The application deadline is August 3rd. The staff at the Arts Alliance is ready to help you fill out this application, so don't be kind of daunted by this idea of having to...
Don't be intimidated.
Oh,
you can do it.
Yeah, you can totally do it. And so so I hope everybody applies and makes their decision-making really tough.
And finally, what's happening with Straight Up, your monthly pop-up art shop?
You know, so speaking of Amanda and what she's working on and this idea of being an up-and-coming artist in our community, the Art Center is certainly a resource for all of our artists. And this collaboration that we have with the Alley Bar, where we have a monthly pop-up art show at the Alley Bar, is called Straight Up. And this month, that is July 24, we're featuring artist Shingo Brown. Shingo is a painter, illustrator. He'll have large-scale, small-scale work at price points from $15 to $100. Work that people can come, if they like it, take it off the wall and take it home and hang it in their apartment immediately. We'll have DJs, drink specials. It just is a fun evening.
Omari Rush, Vice President of Strategic Initiatives from the Ann Arbor Art Center, and our special guest this week on Art and Soul, Amanda Orr. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.